are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 Radio Waterloo. Today is August 24th, 2023. I am MP Holmes, and this is a piece on the disappearing ash tree in our region. In less than 15 years, an invasive beetle with no obvious predator or means of control has destroyed the ash tree population of Kitchener, and not to mention throughout most of Ontario, including as far north as Sudbury, and in 36 states. In a bid to control and starve out the emerald ash borer, the city of Kitchener has removed more than 5,000 trees from city streets and parks, with about 600 remaining, some of which are alive, but all will be removed. The Grand River Conservation Authority's website reports that they have removed over 16,000 ash trees at the cost of $3 million. Josh Shea, the manager of Forestry and Natural Area Management at the City of Kitchener, talked to CKMS News about what is happening to the ash tree generally and what the City of Kitchener's approach is to the infestation.
Ash species, so the ash tree has been affected by the emerald ash borer, which is an insect pest which has been killing it over, it's been in Ontario for at least 10 plus years now. So essentially once it invades the tree, it kills the tree and they become old and brittle and unsafe. So a large focus for the city of Kitchener over the last at least 5 years in terms of trying to manage that pest has been where we could, we treated some trees to keep them alive, and where we knew we could not keep them alive, we had to start removing them. So kind of at a slow pace as we could, so we could slow the impact. So we've been cutting ash trees down just primarily because it's become a hazard or a safety risk.
What happens to the ash borer then?
The insect pest, because so essentially it lays its eggs in the tree and it invades the tree, and then new insects hatch and fly to the next tree. So a pest like that essentially just keeps going as long as there's ash available. So we're removing ash on our streets and in our parks or in natural areas behind homes. There are still ash that are alive that the bugs are still infesting. So it's just a continual thing until either they run out of ash or, you know, in some cases, some pests change hosts and they start to invade other species. But for ash and ash borer, it's primarily looking for ashes for as long as they can find them.
Economic estimates keep growing as the beetle and the trouble it presents become clearer. In 2014, the city of Kitchener estimated dealing with the damage and making the city borer free would cost $11 million. A July 2019 analysis by the Invasive Species Center found that, on average, Ontario municipalities spend over $22 million each year combating the emerald ash borer alone, not to mention the other infestations that are occurring right now as well. The beetle has no known natural enemies in Ontario, although there have been some population control interventions that have met with success when treated during the early stages of infestation. According to its website, the Grand River Conservation Authority is treating 150 trees with the organic pesticide in an effort to preserve them. Josh Shea describes the experience in Kitchener.
It is a mechanism or an option, and we were using that for a number of years. We've since stopped. In some cases, the effectiveness of it, we weren't finding the success rate that we were hoping. And in some cases, the use of an option like that is really just to slow the impact of the pest. So it's not a devastating all trees die at once. You can try and manage that impact over time where you can start to replant and kind of catch up to replanting before you lose your tree. So it's really just for us in Kitchener, it was a mechanism to slow the impact.
The emerald ash borer can withstand temperatures down to minus 30 degrees Celsius, thanks in part to the insulation provided by the tree. But with winter temperatures and the absence of long extended freezes, things are changing.
Yeah, naturally in ecosystems, winter is sort of a driver for pests in terms of a mild winter. Some pests will survive and do survive. A very cold, harsh winter, those pests will be killed. So weather acts as a control for pests. So it ultimately depends in terms of the winters we have, if they're keeping pests at bay or they're creating conditions where pests can survive. It's certainly true, or was true, with the emerald ash borer. There's a threshold, temperature threshold, that they don't survive their winter and it helps knock them back. There is a lot of research and a lot of evidence that suggests that as climate changes, pests will increase or will change. And as we just talked about, winter is probably one of those variables. And other factors, you know, introductions from various places or the ability for pests to survive new climates or new temperatures obviously will change or will have influence on those trees. So that's, you know, one of our objectives and our goals is to make sure we're managing our tree canopy in a resilient way that we have variety and we have diversity. And so if there are pests that are introduced or do become prevalent, that they don't just wipe out a species like they did with ash, that we have good canopy diversity and good canopy ages and various factors like that, that we can manage the forest as a whole.
The future is not rosy for ash trees. In the face of all this environmental and economic devastation, last November, the Auditor General released an audit of the government's management of invasive species. It detailed how the Doug Ford government has not done enough to combat this major problem. The audit reported how each year invasive species, and the emerald ash borer is a major culprit, cost the province about $3.6 billion a year in damages. But the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry spends less than $4 million every year in the fight against these species. The audit, which was part of the Auditor General's 2022 annual report, made a series of damning revelations about the province's current invasive species management program and made 12 recommendations. Here is the Auditor General of Ontario, Bonnie Lisick, introducing the audit last November.
The management of invasive species cannot be done effectively in Ontario because the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry lacks sufficient financial and human resources to stop the introduction and spread of invasive species and administer the Invasive Species Act. It only has the equivalent of one permanent staff member regularly performing risk assessment work, contributing to delays in regulating invasive species. We also found gaps in collaboration between the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry and federal partners to respond to invasive species threats. Failure to do so pushes the costs and impacts of these species to land managers such as municipalities who report having insufficient resources to respond to invasive species.
We have already lost a whole tree species in Ontario this millennium. More resources are critically necessary to maintain and protect the ash populations we still have from extinction, and perhaps more importantly, prevent the emerald ash borer from moving to another species. You have been listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. This is MP Holmes, and thank you for tuning in. The music on today's show is called Maple Music by God Mode, courtesy of Expectantly Maple Music on YouTube. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this show on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.